Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you, we magnify you, we exalt you, Lord. We lift you up by our Maker. Thank you, Lord, for your protection over us and all our loved ones. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. For all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. Thank you for the peace, for the love, for the joy that permeates in our lives. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. We want to thank you specifically, Lord, for all the past broadcasts, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that we have had. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. We thank you also for those whom you have been using at the background to make sure that this program has come live. We give you all the glory, we give you all honor, we give you all adoration. Everlasting Father, we want to commit today's broadcast into your hands. Pray, Lord, that you breathe upon it. Pray, Lord, that it will bring forth salvation of souls, bring forth healing, it will bring forth deliverance. For your glory, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that as you join today, the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your life. Indeed, you will have an encounter with the living God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to share with you what I titled, Your Midnight Challenges Have Come to an End. Indeed, they have come to an end because the Almighty God will deliver you. Because the Almighty God will send helpers to you. Because the Almighty God will make way for you where they have said there are no ways. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I'm going to take my text from the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16, I'm reading from verse 25 down to 34. Acts 16, reading from verse 25. You see, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone bound were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and his family. Then he brought them up into his house, set food before them, and he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. When we are talking about the midnight of our life, it can be at a time of pains. It can be at a time of frustration, a time of disappointment. A time where it appears all our helpers have deserted us. There can be a time that we begin to wonder, where is God? a time of rejection, a time of stagnancy, a time of wastage. But brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you that thing that appears as a midnight of your life is an opportunity for God to be glorified in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. First of all, I want us to know that there can never be a testimony without a test. So that challenges you are going through right now, be rest assured that Jesus is aware of it and is going to deliver you. He was the one that delivered Paul and Silas out of that midnight experience. And if he did it for Paul and Silas, he's going to do it for you too in the mighty name of Jesus. But let us see what Paul and Silas did when they are in that midnight situation. The Bible tells us there in that verse 25, he said they were praying and singing hymns to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's not only when everything is rosy that you have to praise God. Even in the midst of the challenges, praise Him. Praise Him. Call Him by His names. He is the King of kings, is the Lord of lords. He is your God, is your maker, is your provider, is your healer. When everything around you is saying the negative, brothers and sisters, just continue to praise this God. Continue to bless Him, continue to glorify Him, and you will see Him moving on your behalf. And one other thing we can see here is that Paul and Silas, they are not just praying and praising God in silence, in their privacy. No, they were doing it such that everybody around them were aware of it. Brothers and sisters, you can't say you are praising God and nobody knows. Let the world know. Let the world marvel. Let the world wonder what is wrong with you. How come you can still praise God when you are going through these challenges? Brothers and sisters, God wants you to advertise Him because He wants to advertise you. Because He wants to do something wonderful in your life. So when you begin to praise Him in the midst of those challenges, then you will see Him moving in. We said praising and singing hymns to the Lord. And the prisoners were listening to them. They were listening. And in the midst of it, what happened? You find out that the Bible says in verse 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. The Lord will bring forth an earthquake that will shake the foundation of those challenges that you are facing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. That thing that appears to be holding you bound, the Lord will break them. Every chain of captivity shall be broken in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and immediately all the doors were opened. The doors that the enemy has shut against you, the Almighty God will open that door in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because He cares for you. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that your door shall be permanently open. No longer shall the door be closed. Day and night, the door shall be open. Because God has a plan for you. The God we serve has a plan for you. And those plans will certainly come to pass in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God doesn't want you to be trapped. No, that is not His desire. That is not His plan for you. His desire is that you operate in freedom. And indeed, the Almighty God will grant you total freedom in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, the doors were open. The doors were open. And everyone's bond was unfastened. Every chain that the enemy have used to hold you bound, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, they shall be broken in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when God did it, He didn't do it in secrecy. You find out that the jailer was aware, everybody in the prison. The Bible says in verse 27, He said, when the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, He threw his sword and about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We are here. We are not going to run away. We are not fugitive. It's our God who has come to rescue us. It's our God who has come to deliver us. It's our God that has come to make a way for us where they have said there are no ways. Is our God that have unfastened the chain of captivity that is holding us. Brothers and sisters, that chain of sickness, that chain of affliction, I decree and declare they are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will operate in divine health in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will visit you. You will have an encounter with him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And in verse 29, the Bible says, "And the jailer called for light." He called for light. That means that they were in darkness. When somebody is in the midnight, there is darkness. But when the Lord moves in, that darkness will disappear. Whatever has contributed itself as darkness in your life, the light of God will shine upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not operate in darkness. You will not operate in confusion. The spirit of confusion, the spirit of error shall be far, far, far away from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will direct your path. He will lead you to your path of greatness, path of joy, path of fulfillment in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the light of God shine. The light of God shine. Verse 29. He said, "And the jailer called for light and rushed in, trembling with fear. He fell down before Paul and Silas." Your jailer, those who have held you captive, they will come before you and bow down. Why? Because your God is your defender. Because your God is the one who is fighting your battle. Because your God is going to give you victory on all sides in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So they came and bowed down. Can you imagine somebody who was their jailer coming to bow down? But you know, the beauty of all these things is that at the end of the day, the jailer asked Paul. See, then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Brothers and sisters, like I told you, that situation you are going through is for the glory of God. When they came to call Jesus that Lazarus was dead, Jesus said, "No, this is not unto death, but that the name of God may be glorified." That situation you are going through, the name of God will be glorified in it, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through that situation you are going through, souls will be won to the kingdom of God. Because when they hear your testimony, they will say, "I want to know your God. Your God that has been able to do this for you. I want to know that God. I want to serve that God." That shall be your testimony in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was what happened to Paul and Silas here. When they were held in captivity, they began to sing praises to the Lord. And on the basis of that, you find the jailer, not only the jailer, his entire family, they were saved. Oh, brothers and sisters, I prophesy and I declare that by the reason of that situation you are going through, souls will be won to the kingdom of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will use you. The Lord will empower you to win souls for his kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. But brothers and sisters, you need to know Christ for this to happen. So if you are listening to me and you don't have a relationship with this God, it's a pity that person may continue to remain in the midnight situation. And I don't want that to be your portion. So wherever you are right now, I'm giving you this wonderful and unique opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life, and it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen." Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. in the name of Jesus. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Almighty God will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will put a new song in your mouth, song of joy, song of victory, song of peace, song of fruitfulness, in the name of Jesus. The light of God will shine perpetually upon you, in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you abundantly, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.